Blog Talk Radio.
Forever we'll praise her to the sky. We'll fight for old city until we do or die. Rah, 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 dear alma mater, loyal will always be. City forever and for victory. Hello and welcome. Welcome to the third episode of our Home to Homeland podcast, Godcast series. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Sanchelle, and I'm coming to you live direct from my studio apartment in Baltimore City. The song you just heard me singing is titled City Forever, and this song is an anthem for my alma mater high school, Baltimore City College, which brings me to tonight's topic. City College, is it a modern-day school for witches and wizards? Thank you for all of those who are first-time listeners and those who are returning. In case you are not aware, the Home to Homeland podcast is inspired by my one-woman dance play called Home to Homeland. In March 2019, I premiered the show, which is an interactive dance theater translation of my journey from my living room in Baltimore to Senegal. The performance travels through various rooms that represent pit stops in New Orleans and daytime television via The Wendy Williams Show, where I interview myself on the meaning of home. My final stop lies in Senegal, where I realize that home is beneath my feet. This interactive experience opens up a world of non-biased seating with the audience and sparks a deeper conversation of similarities of home that defy race, location, status. Tonight is the third episode of Home to Homeland, the series, a conversation on the correlations I find between my hometown of Baltimore and the motherland, specifically Senegal. Here is where I have an opportunity to voice and archive my experiences that have molded me as I've traveled between the East Coast and the coast of the continent. After almost a decade of being a citizen to the world, traveling to New York, Philadelphia, so forth and so on, I have returned to my hometown of Baltimore to honor the lifeline and the bloodline I have on this land. Ooh, that's a lot, huh? So we're going to move into how I honor my people and how I honor my bloodline is through my Afro Club dance classes, which is a cross connection between Baltimore Club and West African dance. Currently, I teach this class in Baltimore City after teaching it in New York City, Philadelphia, and a couple other places over the years. I honor my ancestors by connecting with local artists here to tell their stories. Check out our last episode on IG Live, where I got a chance to interview the Queen of Baltimore, who is one of the top Baltimore Club dancers in the city. I also honor my ancestors by bringing all I have learned on my journey and reclaiming what I have lost. And I honor my ancestors by telling the story of the unheard. Some of the greatest people I have met have been in bodegas, corner stores, Ubers, bus stops, the corners. This city has a story, and it's connected to the continent, and I'm here to find that out. So just a few things to keep in mind. I'm not an expert of these cultures, but I am a conduit in which they are melded and expressed. After 5 years of specifically studying dance on the continent and a lifetime of being a Baltimorean, I speak from a perspective of experience, not expertise. I'm stating only my opinion for those whom the message resonates. This is an African-centered space, a safe space for my people regardless of lifestyle, sexuality, spiritual expression, etc. If it resonates, it resonates. And always, I'm accepting Cash App and Venmo donations. You can hit my Cash App at any time, $ Sanchelle Brown or at Sanchelle Brown for Venmo. All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. So today's topic is going to be a little bit different. We will not be so much tapping into the motherland, but we are going to be tapping into the roots of Baltimore. It seems that right now this has been where my energy and where my attention is being called to. So tonight I wanted to go back down memory lane and dig a little bit deeper and talk about the high school that I attended called Baltimore City College. So the title of today's topic is Baltimore City College, a modern-day school for witches and wizards. Now, some of y'all who have attended City may be like, what are you talking about, girl, witches and wizards? But I'm going to explain it and break it down. Lately, I have been looking back at my life, and I've been putting the puzzle pieces together because I realized that all of my experiences, all the things that I have experienced are a result and connected to who I am as a person, who I am as a spirit, actually, who I am as a soul. So the things that we experience in life kind of give us clues as to who we are and maybe the journeys or the journeys we are to take and the gifts that we have. That is my belief. So I attended a school called Baltimore City College, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about the school. It is known as City College, and some people may just call it the Castle on the Hill. The school is actually in a castle on a hill. It is a public magnet high school in Baltimore, Maryland, and it opened in October 1839 as the high school. City is the third oldest active public high school in the U.S. Yeah. A city-wide college preparatory school with liberal arts focus. It is located at the 38-acre Hilltop campus in northeast Baltimore, bordered by 33rd Street, the Alameda, and Lock Raven Boulevard. The school's main building is a National Historic Landmark and has a Baltimore City Landmark designation. It used to be Baltimore City City Hall, which I just learned that recently. So just to give you a little bit of background, City College is actually in a castle, and this school has been around for a very long time. So I started to ask myself this question: why did I go to City College? What was it about that place that attracted me to this school? Well, for starters, this was not an easy school to get into. You have to have high grades, you have to maintain high grades, and you have to have a guaranteed college acceptance letter in order to graduate. They also offer IV classes, which is like AP on crack. I mean, it's hard. And I've had some of the hardest teachers known to man in this school. So I started to think a little bit more about, well, I went to school in a castle. Who lives in castles? Who goes to schools in castles? Wizards, witches. These are the kinds of alchemists who go to school in castles in, like, the old days, and you learn, like, secret history and secrets of the universe and possibly how to do spells, right? This may sound a bit far-fetched, but I don't consider myself a witch, and many who attend this school may not consider themselves this label. However, like I said earlier, our lives give us pieces to a larger puzzle of identifying who we are and our magic that we possess. Here's why I think that this has some truth to it. For starters, we had to learn Latin as a prerequisite. In case you do not know, Latin is an Indo-European language in the Italic group and ancestral to the modern Romance language. Latin is one of the most powerful languages. And one of the best, some of the most powerful witches use Latin in order to do their spell work. Ancient deities understand ancient languages. English is not an ancient language. English is actually a more modern language. It is actually a very watered-down language. So it was effective for doing spell work. Latin is also based on many languages. Hence why I think after attending City College, I've been able to successfully pick up French, and also a bit of Spanish, and lately Wolof, which is in Senegal. So y'all tell me, is language, knowing how to break down languages, a superpower or not? Another reason why I think this is a true thing is City College's mascot was a knight. So when I really looked at what the knight symbolizes, I got this. Knights are embodiment of spiritual warriors. They are patient, practical, loyal, responsible, persistent, protective, defensive, conservative, stubborn, ambitious, hard workers, prophet, finishing what you start, working with nature, working for what you want, making your dreams and wishes come true through persistence, environmentally conscious, and getting back to nature. Now, every spiritual being is connected to nature. Even if they choose not to acknowledge nature, every spiritual being is connected to nature. Those who are magical beings and those who tap into those to the nature world, they understand the powers that lie in nature. And if we want to take it back to the continent, our brothers and sisters on the continent understand the powers that lie in nature. So we all went to school in this castle. Our mascot was the knight. So we understand that these are also possibly traits that we have within ourselves, whether they lie dormant or they are active. Another thing that I want to make a point is there was a lot of good-looking people that went to City. I mean, there were goddesses and gods that walked those halls. Although they may not have been tapped into their powers and they may have been asleep, A lot of the most beautiful people attended this school. Charming, right? And another thing, our colors were orange and black. And when I looked up the symbolism for colors, I saw that orange is the color for doing magic work with abundant spells to bring or draw heat or warmth to a situation or to a relationship. Orange invokes the energies of invitation, welcome, comforting, and acceptance. To raise your self-esteem, you would use the color orange in your spells. And then I also looked at the color black, which in magic is used to dispel and remove negative influences or energies. Black is the energy of the new moon and can be used in accord with the new moon in ceremonies and rituals to remove what no longer serves you. So possibly we have these gifts, right, where we can bring in abundance and we can bring in prosperity. We can warm up a situation that may seem cold or dead. And we also have the power to banish and remove negative energies and spirits. Y'all getting the drift of this? This sound magical to you or nah? Everything is something. I have one of my elders tells me this all the time. Everything is something. We have to look at our experiences and put the pieces together. So I'm going to close out soon for the night. But a couple of the things that I found that were striking about City College was that Philip Glass attended City College. I studied Philip Glass's music when I went to school for dance and choreography later down the line, and there were an array of people who went to Congress, who went into the federal government, who went into different aspects of leadership who attended the school. On the flip side, there was a great increase of gang activity, especially in the last couple of years, and many students lost their lives at the bottom of the hill. So at the end of the day, if people had a fight, they had a problem, meet me at the bottom of the hill and I'm going to see you about it. But in some cases, people lost their lives. Now, that makes me think about sacrifices and also makes me think about harvesting. Not to mention, we had pep rallies, games, programs, just like every high school. But these are rituals. These are repetitive actions that we are all to participate in, and in a lot of ways we had to participate in order to keep the spirit of the school going. Last but not least, when I looked up the symbolism of castle, it said that in medieval art, walled cities represented the transcendent soul and the heavenly Jerusalem. You hear about the heavenly Jerusalem in Revelations in the Bible. And castles also represent the difficult to obtain and spiritual testing. It was not easy to obtain your degree at this school. This is not a high school you can kind of skate through. This was not a high school, excuse me, I have a soon-to-be toddler. This was not a high school that you could skate through. You had to really go through the fiery depths to obtain your spiritual gift, your degree at the end. We all went through great testing in these walls, especially honor students or IB students. I remember many days crying through my English papers, whom grand witches marked up with red ink to correct. Yeah, we went through a lot. But my final question for tonight is, who is the spirit of City College? Who is she? And why did she call all of us to attend? Something to think about. City forever, we'll praise her to the sky. We'll fight for all things we do or die. Rah, rah, rah. Dear alma mater, loyal will always be. City forever and forbid.